At the World Beer Cup, gold medals go for, quote, a world-class beer that accurately exemplifies the specified style, displaying the proper balance of taste, aroma, and appearance. That quote does not say anything about makes you go up to everyone in the bar and tell them I love you, man, but we can imagine that it doesn't hurt. Brews Beard by Tanya Cornett of Oregon's Bend Brewing Company won 2 gold medals at the cup, and Tanya herself won the prestigious Brewmaster Award in the small brew pub category. She's the first woman ever to receive the honor, and she joins us on the line now from Oregon, where it's very early. Hello, Tanya.
Good morning.
So what's a good morning beer?
A good morning beer would be a Pilsner, I think.
Uh-huh. And do you indulge before noon?
Not usually, no.
But if you had to for work, I mean, come on.
Yes.
Yeah. So congratulations. Okay. I know it's pretty early, as you just admitted, especially there in Oregon, to be thinking about beer. But what were the winning brews? What won you the medals?
I got a gold for Black Diamond Lager and a gold for Outback X Strong Ale.
Extra strong ale? Yes. Is that what you said?
Yes.
And so lager. Is a Budweiser a lager or a Pilsner?
Well, a Pilsner is a lager.
A Pilsner is a lager. Okay, yes. So most of the most common beers that aren't light beers are versions of lagers then, right?
Correct.
But
right.
You do something a little extra special. So what makes for a perfect lager or at least a gold medal winning lager?
Well, lagers are just a little more difficult to brew. They're very finicky and technically just it takes more time. So instead of having a beer ready in 2 weeks, it takes about 3 months.
And is it because something that's a little bolder with tons of hops or an India Pale Ale, there's more chance to sort of make your statement in a big way and a lager's a more subtle beer?
Exactly.
Oh, interesting. So how do you make your gold lager? What's your method? What's your secret?
I can't tell you that.
Really,
it's just paying attention to details on that beer.
And are the ingredients always the same no matter who makes the lager? It's just the proportion or the time?
Yeah.
Pretty much?
Yeah.
And what's your favorite kind of beer?
My favorite kind of beer is usually whatever beer I'm working on next.
Really? So what are you working on now?
Well, right now I just put out a Maibock, so I'm really drinking a lot of Maibock.
And a Maibock, is that one of those really thick ones?
Yes, it is a lager. It's very sweet. High in alcohol, about 7.6%.
And I think it's my understanding what a Bock is made from. I mean, what does it come from, Germany, where they scrape the bottoms of the barrels? Am I getting that right?
Not necessarily.
No.
The bottom of the barrels. Yes, it's a German beer.
It's a German beer, a Bock. And why is it called a Maibock?
Maibock because they brewed it in May.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. And so is beer brewing, is it an art or a science? Or maybe the better way to ask the question is, once you get the science down, does it then become artistry?
I believe it to be so, yes. Just as you would think of a chef as being an artist, it takes so much knowledge to make a good beer. And I think the more I learn about beer brewing, the more I realize I don't know. There's always more to learn.
These judges at the panel, is there an advantage to going later? Because I know the comedians want to go up later after people have had about 3 or 4 beers. So if you're judged later in the competition, are they a little buzzed and then they just say, hey, gold medal, what the hell?
Actually, they don't know what they're judging.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know who they're judging. It's blind judging, and it's done the week before they announce the competition.
But with some wine tasting, I think people sip and then spit out. With beer, do you actually swallow?
Yes, you have to, because the bitterness receptors in your mouth are in the back of your throat.
And so then do you know, if you're a judge, how many beers are you taking in one sitting?
I don't know that, but I know that they have short flights, so it might be 6 or 10.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that I would hate to taint your award with the fact that the guys who gave it to you were drunk at the time.
Exactly.
That would be really disconcerting.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, here's the big question I always have, because I'm a big beer guy, and when sometimes people say, oh, I love wine, I always say, I can understand the hurdle in liking good wine, just insofar that a regular table wine might cost $12, but a really good bottle of wine could cost $1,200. But the price difference is so small between a horrible beer and a great beer. Why do you think more people just don't drink great beer?
Well, you know, it is an affordable luxury. And I think as people start to understand the varieties of beer and what makes a good beer, I think that people will be more attracted to beer.
Tell me about the Bend Brewing Company. It's a pretty small operation you have out there.
Yeah, it's a pub. It's pretty small. We're right on the Deschutes River. It's a very pretty place in Bend. We have a lot of tourists that come through.
And and what do you do there as the brewmaster? How many beers a day or a week are you responsible to create?
You know, it depends. Over a year, last year I did just over 1,000 barrels, and I brew 7 barrels at a time, so if that gives you an idea of how much I'm brewing. And I have 6 beers that are on all the time, and then I have 4 more that I just rotate, and I can do whatever I want.
And how'd you get into being a brew? Well, what do you prefer, brewmaster or brewmistress?
Brewmaster, please.
How'd you get into being a brewmaster?
It's one of those positions where sometimes you have to work for free to get in the door, and that's basically what I did.
Or work for beer, at least.
Yeah.
You get to taste your concoctions.
Exactly.
A lot of people work for beer. They just don't know it. Okay, so you worked for free, but why? What made you want to do it in the first place? Did you always love beer?
Was beer in your family a lot?
Yeah.
Not really. I was in Fort Collins in Colorado in the mid-90s, and it was local beer scene was really gaining a lot of momentum, and lots of people were talking about beer, and there was lots of community excitement about beer. And I started home brewing and just realized that this was something that I could do, and it just appealed to me.
And then I guess you took an apprenticeship.
Yes, I worked at a brewery, and then I also volunteered at a pub.
All right, Tanya Cornett is a brewer extraordinaire at Bend Brewing Company in Bend, Oregon. Thanks a lot, Tanya.
Thank you.